Let us have 9 ohms, please. Dixie, oh, Gul. You want to lead the ohms today? Why not?
Start. Come on, Gul, start.
Greetings. Yes, going with the flow is of paramount importance this year. Let us look at this statement from slightly different perspectives to the obvious. The first is indeed obvious and accurate. When you are physically swimming, if you swim with the current, you move so much further ahead, and if you try to swim against the current, you don't. So, on a very basic level, this year, it is important to go with the flow of whatever events, good or bad, happy or sad, occur, and to experience them rather than blocking them. This, dear friend, is really important. It is human nature to block that which you don't like. It's a defense mechanism. So, for example, let us say you are really upset because you have had a fight with a loved one. Your instinct is to block it, to pretend it didn't happen, to try and carry on as normal. Some others block it with food or alcohol or other distractions. What's really important this year is first to fully experience the emotion you are going through without blocking it. Now, when we say experience, we are not talking wallow in it. We are saying experience it, acknowledge the feelings, identify them, because you rarely feel just one emotion at a time, particularly when it is a disturbing emotion. For example, if you have had an argument with a loved one and you are now stewing in your room, the emotion is not just anger. It can be anger and love and betrayal and frustration and humiliation and victimhood all together. So you have to understand what you're going through, identify it, feel it, experience it, and then choose how you wish to move through it. But till you have experienced it and understood it, you cannot move forward. Then you are blocking the flow. There are others who hold on to it and wallow long term. They are doing the same. They are drowning themselves in the joy of the trauma and are not truly choosing to uplift themselves to move forward. So going with the flow is experiencing, understanding, and then choosing to move forward in whatever way you wish. Going with the flow also applies to joyous, magnificent experiences. Let us say you are really, really elated about something, or a beloved child is getting married and you are getting more and more excited about the upcoming event. Even there, go with the flow. Experience the love flow. Experience the joy, the happiness, the excitement. It's really important. And then take it further. How can I magnify this flow? How can I enjoy it to its fullest, being in the moment of it? Interestingly enough, most humans block positive emotions more than negative because they feel they don't deserve them. Or this is too good to be true, there's going to be a fall, so I may as well block it now so that I do not crash later. And you have now just denied yourself the elation, the joy, and the vibration in your cellular structure, which you so need and deserve and have earned. You are depriving yourself of energy food. Going with the flow also applies to tuning into your physical body on a daily basis. This is of paramount importance this year, and we are not talking weight, diets, or shape. The human physical body this year, in this the year of transformation, is individually downloading frequencies on a daily basis from the higher soul itself. So no two people are really downloading the same frequencies on the same day at the same time. So each day you are downloading from your higher soul new energies for personal growth and expansion of the DNA, the cellular structure, your vibrations, and your personal musicality. Please remember, each person has music within them. Music you cannot hear with the physical ear, but it is a symphony that is unique to each person. And this musicality is getting upgraded on a daily basis. So it's very, very important you tune into yourself on a daily basis. Try and at least sync with the downloads you are getting. And then assess what the body needs on that day. On a certain day, for example, when you are downloading very, very refined, delicate energies, the body will automatically want high vibration foods, lots of water, and possibly lighter activity. It may even want you to play music to it. It may want you to wear certain kinds of clothing, lighter clothing instead of denser clothing. Natural fabrics instead of synthetics. If you tune in and really listen to what the body wants and align with it as much as possible, the download will be so complete, you will be totally in sync with yourself and in flow on that day. And then outside circumstances will be harmonious. Then all the traffic lights will be green. Then everyone around will smile at you. Then someone will give you an unexpected gift or say a nice word to you, if you align. Now on other days, the body will be downloading much heavier, denser frequencies. Not dense in terms of negativity, but stronger energies. On those days, you will need heartier food. You will need stronger liquids, including possibly alcohol or a hot drink. On those days, you may need a little more rest and you may need denser fabrics around you, deeper colors, richer tones. Again, if you align, the energies will make you feel strong and empowered on that day. There will be other days where the body, with the higher energies, will provoke the body to start releases. Yes, actual energy releases. And then on those release days, you will probably feel literally like you are floating, where everything negative is coming out of you, where you can breathe freely again. On those kinds of days, you'll probably need a lot of communication with nature. Now, don't think I'm stuck in a job, in an office, in a city, I can't do this. We don't accept that from you anymore. Yes, of course, on those days, if you can physically be in nature, walking barefoot, or perhaps hugging a tree, or looking at a plant, yes, do that. But if that is not possible, connect with nature. You can sit in your bedroom and be inside a beautiful forest and draw in those energies. On those days, if you need the water element and you cannot physically access it, visualize yourself swimming in the ocean or in a lake and energetically draw the water element to you. So this way, please be in flow with your body and the energy downloads or releases that are going to take place on a daily basis. This has already begun. Here, it's going to be very hard to ask someone else for their guidance because they will be working differently to you, even if you are all living in the same house. Only you can tune in. We promise you, if you practice this for a week to 10 days, that's all, you will be in tune with it. You will know intuitively what's happening. It may take you 7 to 10 tries. But beyond that, it will be easy. Going with the flow also refers now to the flux of earth time around you. Earth is readjusting her magnetic poles. Earth is readjusting this year the vibration of her core center. Because of these magnetic shifts, which are far too complex to even begin to explain, time as you know it, on the surface and within the planet, is in flux. Yes, yes, your physical clocks still show the same speed and rate that you are accustomed to. But even they are moving differently, you can't tell. 1 hour may actually be 45 minutes, but the clock still shows 1 hour. And the next hour may be an hour and a half, but the clock still shows 1 hour, and you tune in to Earth time. Now you have to be dual in your energies. You have to, of course, function with daily time. But at the same time, you have to be tuned in and go with the flow of energetic time that is not recognizable on the face of a clock or watch. Which means you will automatically feel periods of the day that are speeding up and other periods that appear to be slowing down. And keep attempting to adjust your personal frequencies to energetic time. So, for example, at a certain period, if you find yourself a little breathless, feeling, I can't keep pace, there's too much I have to do in the next couple of hours, how will I manage to do it? That is an instinct warning to you that your internal clock is slower than outside time. So you have to work to speed up your energy so it aligns. And the moment you consciously say, I'm going to raise my energies and vibrate at the same pace as external time, you will find yourself working much quicker and you'll be able to accomplish all that you wanted to in that time span. Conversely, at other times, you may find yourself literally running around like a headless chicken and accomplishing nothing. In those moments, earth time has slowed down and you're working at a higher frequency. Slow your energies down. It's fine. Just slow them down and you'll find everything working out now smoothly and easily. This flux in time does not follow any particular rhythm. It doesn't mean it's going to keep changing every 2 hours or 3 hours. You will have to keep tuning in. Now, obviously, you cannot do this every moment of the day, but it would be a good idea to check this 3 to 4 times in the day. Am I in sync with external time? And if everything feels normal, then you are in sync, then you don't have to do anything. But if you are feeling either breathless and anxious or very, very sluggish, then you are out of sync with external time and need to align with that. That would be going with the flow of time. We are bringing this to your attention, dear ones, because this flux of time is only going to intensify during the course of the year. It's only just begun. So be aware of this and make life simple and easy for yourself by working at it. Again, this is not as complicated as it sounds. Practice it a few times, it'll become natural and easy. The last point we wish to bring up today about going with the flow is an age-old one. This year, you don't have an option but to listen to yourself, to your gut, to what you know is right for you and not appropriate for you, no matter what the outside world says. If the whole world says, walk here, and you know your path is here, please go here. If the whole world says, don't do this, and you know you have to, do it. You have to be in flow with yourself. We have brought this up last, not because it is the least important, but because it is the most important point. This year, if you do not train yourselves to be in sync with yourself, and be tuned in and to listen to your gut, your feelings, your urges, your desires, your needs, it's going to be a very rough ride. And this mismatch can cause physical diseases, depression, schizophrenia, and other such unnecessarily traumatic experiences that you have not contracted to go through. There's no need to go there. Observe around you. You will notice, if you now stay alert, notice the people you interact with on a regular basis. Your friends, perhaps your work colleagues, perhaps your domestics, another group you might be meeting. Observe, you will find 2 or 3 people completely out of sync now. Out of sync to such a degree that they are fighting with everyone and going through great trauma, and you can see the way that they cannot see, and there's no getting through to them even though you try to help. These are people who are totally out of sync with themselves. And of course, as light workers, it is your duty to try and help and assist. But it is not your duty to force or change them or rescue them. only assist and show them the doorway. You can't push them through it. We are asking you to observe it outside you, because that will teach you how not to be for yourselves. Another will speak. The energy blessings of Maha Avatar Babaji are with you today. The energies of the golden angel, who many consider to be Kali Ma, are with you. But she is in fact a golden angel. The Kali Ma comes today just to help you understand that there are a series of what we are going to call lost souls on planet Earth. Many, many souls worldwide who have attempted through their lifetimes to grow and evolve and have come into this lifetime to do the same. And for the souls who have not been very successful and been unable to shift or change to the degree they want to, the Kali Ma is going to be the equivalent of the Pied Piper, leading them out of planet Earth and back into the spirit realm in the smoothest and most joyous manner possible. She shares this with you, of course, not to scare you, but to help you understand why there are going to be large groups of exits this year. Some people you will know, some you will read of or hear of. Some will go individually, some will go in large groups in what you may consider a world event, such as a tsunami or an earthquake or a collapse. Dear ones, we ask you as light workers not to fear this, but when you hear of this, call on us and add your energies to the passage to help these beautiful but very lost souls make the crossing and move into spirit, where they can be healed, nurtured, and can start afresh. Please understand, from our spirit perspective, there is no judgment. We do not see these souls as failures, not ever, not ever. We see these souls, in fact, as courageous souls who have struggled and worked and not been able to make the headway they wanted. So we help them across with infinite compassion and love and nurture. Never judgment, never punishment. And we will help these souls move and be secure and review and learn and grow and evolve. Add your group energies and individual energies when you hear of these events, either public ones or ones in your personal life. Again, we remind you, not everybody who exits is a lost soul. But with your awareness, even if a loved one passes over, you will intuit, was that loved one of these lost souls, or was that loved one just ready to go? And if it was a lost soul, with no judgment. Give them all the love and blessings you can, and give them your energies to also make the passage smooth. They will feel you in the passage. They will feel your support. They will know it. Now you may wonder, why are we asking you to do this? Surely we can do this. Yes, we are and we can. But remember, these lost souls are still unfamiliar with us as masters. They are familiar with you as earth friends, loved ones, relatives, or simply other earth souls. And they will be so comforted with and comforted by your energies. So we ask you to please contribute. Whenever you hear of this and intuit, it is either an individual or a group of what we call lost souls. The golden angel blesses you. Several masters are present today and wish to bless this beautiful group. The Sai is present and blesses you all. Sai Ka Pranam. Blessings indeed from the energies of Archangel Michael. A special blessing from Meher Baba. She is in a good space of light. She is in no trauma. She is awakening. She is at peace. And yes, of course, she visits. But the visitations are not from pain or loss. They are from love and gratitude. We have her in our embrace. It will be soon. It will be soon. Blessings. Thank you all. Let us take one moment now to send, you can stop this, to send healing to all the names mentioned and to ourselves and to the lost.